Hello, and welcome to Talking CRM with Elena J. Weiner. Today, our guest is Dennis Pombriant, President of Eagle Research. How are you today, Dennis?
I'm pretty good, Lena. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. 2013 was a huge year for CRM. What's your take on the current CRM landscape?
Oh, wow. That's a big one. It's all over the map, really. I think we're seeing the increasing importance of not only social, but community. And I separate social and community into two different buckets, simply because conventional social tools like Facebook and Twitter tend to be good for outbound messaging, and community is where organizations have the chance to listen to their customers and where customers have a chance to communicate with each other. And I think, you know, that's a huge thing going forward. There was a report out from Blue Wolf, the consultancy, recently titled The State of Salesforce. It's an annual report that they do, and they commission it through MIT's Sloan School, and they try to interview a large number of Salesforce customers. And one of the findings of this year's report, which I thought was fascinating, was that community would likely become the new quote-unquote CRM. Not that conventional CRM is going to go anywhere. It's just that community has become so important that it's moving right in there, and it's going to be, I think, as important as sales or marketing or customer service or any of the traditional silos. How's that for starters?
That's actually really interesting to hear. What do you think the effects of using social CRM is going to have on CRM in general in the next year?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. My friends and I who track this have identified a new generation of CRM users that think of social CRM as just plain old CRM. I think the social modifier is going to go away simply because that's the reality today. And I think that's going to, by and large, be a good thing. I don't think it's a permanent fix for anything, but I think getting the voice of the customer more actively involved and engaged in not simply the sales process or the marketing process, but actually engaged in helping companies, businesses understand what drives demand is going to be huge.
What do you think the greatest CRM developments in 2013 were?
The greatest developments. Well, geez, that's another big one. Certainly, I think you have to look at marketing and marketing sort of coming out party happened in 2013. It's been something that's been building up for many years. I think it really peaked when Marketo had an IPO and Eloqua about a year ago. Got bought by Oracle, and it seems like Oracle is now Eloqua's best customer. A lot of attention's being placed on the importance of marketing, not simply traditional marketing, hey, you know, come buy our products, but marketing as a tool for capturing customer data that can be analyzed, and that analysis drives information and ultimately knowledge to decision makers in both customer companies and in vendor companies. So I think that's definitely one of the big highlights of 2013. I think another highlight might be everything that transpired at Dreamforce, which was largely focused around the idea of the customer, what did they call it? Salesforce One, the customer platform, which tries to bring together all of Salesforce's products and do it in a way that enables fluid transformation of applications from desktop settings to mobile settings, whether it's with traditional Salesforce development technologies or with Heroku or what have you. I think I think that kind of fluidity is going to be a big shot in the arm for the industry going forward. And again, not just in CRM, but those development modalities are equally accessible for just about any kind of application that you need to build that requires traditional access to data. I mean, it's you're not going to build a modeling tool or a word processor with that kind of platform, but you are going to be able to build an almost limitless set of business applications that rely heavily on data and back and forth between users and vendors. So those are a couple things.